The High C has always tasted great, but now it tastes even better because I missed it so much deal.
There's a deal for every moment on the McDonald's $1-$2-$3 menu. Order ahead on the McDonald's app and get all your favorite soft drinks like the High C Orange Lava Burst for only a dollar. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of At the Rim. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything that's happening in the NBA. Coming up on this week's program, we have an interview with Naz Bhatia. He is a Toronto Raptors superfan. He has attended every Raptors home game since 1995. On the program, we're going to talk to him about the Toronto Raptors winning the NBA title. Also, talk about the Raptors 2020-2021 season. We also talk about a hip-hop superstar from the city of Toronto and so much more. That interview is great, and I hope you're going to listen and check it out on this week's program. But first, let's get to the top three storylines. Let's start off with more crazy behavior at NBA games. First, it was Russell Westbrook having popcorn being thrown at him by 76ers fans in Philadelphia. Then there was the incident with Trae Young. That was he was spat on by a Knicks fan at Madison Square Garden. And then there was another issue when Ja Morant's family had racist slurs told to his family in Salt Lake City. Well, now let's add another one to the list. Boston Celtics fan Cole Buckley threw a water bottle at Brooklyn Nets guard Kyrie Irving in the middle of the week as the Nets would go on to beat the Boston Celtics in their series. Now, again, as I mentioned on last week's program, the NBA is the only professional sports league where fans have close access to the players. They have the opportunity to cheer for their teams. They also have the opportunity to boo their teams. And also the way the arenas are set up, especially with courtside seats and even with lower level seats, the fans have such close access to the players. They may have to make some changes in the offseason in terms of how the players are protected from fans. We've seen this time and time again. Again, we saw it with Russell Westbrook. We saw it with Trae Young. And then, of course, there was the incident with Ja Morant where his family was harassed in Salt Lake City with racist slurs. You know, the NBA has always prided itself on being the league where it always has an intimate experience, an intimate atmosphere with its fans. But things are going to have to change at the end of this season. And if they want the league to be better, the league has already been great, you know, for several decades, but then a lot of things changed in 2004 with the Malice at the Palace. And since that period of time, a lot of incidents have happened off and on, but we really have to pay attention to certain things like that, and especially to protect the players. The players are the number one priority in the league, and I know Adam Silver is going to have his hands full in this offseason coming up in terms of increasing player safety, because that's just no excuse. You know, I mean, again, with having popcorn thrown at players and players being spat on, and then you've got families being harassed with racial slurs, and then now you've got a water bottle that was thrown at a player. Man, that's harmful. There's no excuse for that. None whatsoever. You come to the game as a fan, you're allowed to enjoy yourself, but you're not allowed to assault people and make people feel low and things of that nature. After all, athletes at the end of the day are human beings. Whether they have a lot of money or a little money, everybody is a human being. Everyone. And NBA players should be treated with the utmost respect. All athletes should be treated with the utmost respect. Everybody should be treated with the utmost respect, no matter what field or what No matter what field that you're in life, you know, everybody is treated with the utmost respect, and the NBA has got to fix this, and they've got to fix this in a hurry. And I know Adam Silver is definitely going to have his hands full in the offseason in terms of increasing player safety and also making sure that fans can still enjoy that intimate experience at NBA games, but not at the expense of harming athletes. That's just ridiculous. My next storyline is going to be the Phoenix Suns. The Phoenix Suns come in and came to L.A., and for Game 6, they closed it out. They handled their business, and they would wind up winning the series 4-2. Chris Paul. Chris Paul is, I've always been a Chris Paul fan since he first entered the NBA with his leadership skills, his great dribbling abilities, a solid shooter, solid defender. Chris Paul is everything you want in a franchise player. And Chris Paul has handled his business. I think Chris Paul should win the MVP. That's just my take. I think Chris Paul should have been considered for the MVP race. So probably Nikola Jokic is probably going to win the MVP, but Chris Paul was my pick to win the MVP this year. It's amazing how things turned around in one season. And I've said this before, and I say it again. Chris Paul is somebody that he makes everybody better. He makes everybody better. No matter what team he's joined, he's made them better. When he played in New Orleans, the New Orleans franchise was always in the playoffs. When he got to the Clippers, he made them better. When he got to Houston, they were better. Oklahoma City last year in the bubble made them better. Now in Phoenix, man, what a turnaround. Phoenix had not won a playoff series in a decade. And with him joining that team, everything changed. Not only did he change, but his other teammates around him changed as well, and they got their act together. It is due to his leadership skills. DeAndre Ayton had a fantastic series. Also, Cameron Payne came out of nowhere and had a fantastic series as well. Mikal Bridges was outstanding. Jay Crowder had a nice series as well, and we can't forget about. A star. I mean, he was already a star when he first entered the league, and now he's on his way to becoming a superstar. Devin Booker. Devin Booker had one heck of a series in this game. I had one heck of a series against the Lakers. A lot of people said, oh, well, Phoenix is young, Phoenix is this, Phoenix is that, and let's give credit to the Los Angeles Lakers, the defending champions coming into the series. A lot of people expected them to win the series. I had Phoenix winning in 7. I saw a different the Lakers were just a different team after the All-Star break. The injuries really set in with AD and LeBron, and then the COVID protocols with Dennis Schroeder. I mean, let's give the Phoenix Suns a lot of credit. They were awesome in this first-round series against the Los Angeles Lakers, winning it in 6. And Devin Booker, man. I mean, Chris Paul, future Hall of Famer. DeAndre Ayton is a big man, is definitely going to be a force to be reckoned with within the next decade. And how about Devin Booker, man? Devin Booker just showed up and showed out in this series against the Lakers. And for my last storyline, I'm going to talk about the Portland Trail Blazers. Portland is one of those teams – not just in the NBA, but in that tough Western Conference where, you know, they bring it every year. They bring it every year. Portland, you look at the team and you look at the roster, it's like, man, Portland, talented team, but they just can't seem to get over the hump. They just can't seem to really get their act together. The last really 5, 6, maybe the last 7 seasons, Portland is always one of those teams that just – they have the talent, but it's just that they always run into something in that conference. If it's not the Lakers, if it's not San Antonio, if it's not Golden State, if it's not Denver or Utah or anybody, they just have a talented team. They just can't seem to get it together. It's been like this, especially during the Damian Lillard era. Damian Lillard is a phenomenal talent. Damian Lillard is one of those once-in-a-lifetime talents where you have to put people around him. And Damian Lillard, I'll be quite honest with you, he's never really had a number two person to have around him. I mean, C.J. McCollum is a very talented player. Let's give a lot of credit. CJ is talented. Yusuf Nurkic is a talented player. Remember, before people seem to forget that before Yusuf suffered that devastating injury, Nurkic was one of the emerging and premier big men in the league, similar to Nikola Jokic, but I think it was much more physical. You know, and I think his play has kind of suffered a little bit since the devastating injury he had, and a lot of changes need to be made. And you know, Carmelo Anthony is a future Hall of Famer. What's his future going to be in Portland? You know, they have to blow this thing up. The Trail Blazers organization is glad they did, because head coach Terry Stotts and the organization, they mutually parted ways, and that's the first sign of things to come. Terry Stotts, since he's been in Portland, he's been a consistent winner. I want to say maybe 8 or 9 straight playoff appearances as the head coach of the Trail Blazers, and man, you know, Terry Stotts, a talented coach, always consistent during his time in Portland. They just never seemed to really get over the hump, never getting to the Western Conference Finals, losing in the first round. Matter of fact, this was like, with them losing the series to Denver, that was like the first they lost in the first round for the fourth time in 5 years. They reached the conference finals in the 2018-2019 season. And then he made the conference semifinals in the 2013-2014 season and the 2015-2016 season. So, you know, Terry Stotts only making the conference finals once, and that was 3 years ago. But, man, I mean 2 years ago, excuse me. But I don't know. They've got to, Portland has started off on the right track with him, with Stotts and the Trailblazers parting ways. And remember, he had 1 year left on his contract, so – definitely, Portland's really got to think about their future. If they want to keep Damian Lillard happy, they're going to have to, you know, make even more changes. And with Terry Stotts and the Trailblazers parting ways, this is the first step, and I expect more things to come in Portland. All right, when we come back from the break, I'll have your league leaders and the current playoff standings right now in the NBA playoffs. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
Deetson Watson, we've been crafting premium meats and artisan cheeses for over 80 years, so we know a thing or two about making mealtime delicious. Whether you're craving smoky, spicy, or sweet, we've got what you need to create the perfect sandwich. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DeetsonWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Deetson Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
That's the sound of one of my favorite customers ever. His name's Jeremy. His dad, Frank, called me when it was time to replace their drafty old windows and to take advantage of our limited time sale. As a dedicated Pella advisor, I make getting new windows and doors simple. And when it comes to installation, nobody does it like Pella. Our local team can typically install in just a day.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
They said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches.
I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergens.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
That's the sound of one of my favorite customers ever. His name's Jeremy. His dad, Frank, called me when it was time to replace their drafty old windows and to take advantage of our limited time sale. As a dedicated Pella advisor, I make getting new windows and doors simple. And when it comes to installation, nobody does it like Pella. Our local team can typically install in just a day.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
That's the sound of one of my favorite customers ever. His name's Jeremy. His dad, Frank, called me when it was time to replace their drafty old windows and to take advantage of our limited time sale. As a dedicated Pella advisor, I make getting new windows and doors simple. And when it comes to installation, nobody does it like Pella. Our local team can typically install in just a day.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
The High C has always tasted great, but now it tastes even better because I missed it so much deal.
There's a deal for every moment on the McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu. Order ahead on the McDonald's app and get all your favorite soft drinks like the High C Orange Lava Burst for only a dollar. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. Now it's time for your current league leaders in the NBA. For the current league leaders in the NBA playoffs. Let's start off in points per game. Damian Lillard is the league leader in points per game during the NBA playoffs. He averaged 34.3 points per game. Luka Doncic from the Dallas Mavericks is number two. He's averaging 34 points per game. Coming in third is Nikola Jokic. He's averaging 33 points per game. Coming in fourth is Kawhi Leonard, followed by Kevin Durant from the Brooklyn Nets is fifth, and then Jason Tatum is sixth from the Boston Celtics. Next category is rebounds per game. Leading in the NBA, the league in rebounds per game during the playoffs is Giannis Antetokounmpo. He's averaging 15 rebounds per game. Coming in at number two is Clint Capela. He's averaging 13.4 rebounds per game. Coming in at number three is Rudy Gobert from the Utah Jazz. He's averaging 13 rebounds a game. Julius Randle from the New York Knicks is fourth, followed by Andre Drummond is fifth, and then DeAndre Ayton from the Phoenix Suns is sixth. The next category is assists per game. Russell Westbrook is currently number one. He averaged 11.8 assists per game. Coming in at number two is James Harden. He's averaging 10.6 assists per game. Coming in third is Damian Lillard, followed by a tie for fourth is Trae Young and Drew Holiday. And then in sixth is Luka Doncic. Next category is steals per game. Currently leading the league in steals per game during the playoffs is Kyle Anderson from the Memphis Grizzlies. He averaged 2.8 steals per game. Coming in at number two is Drew Holiday. And then tied for third is James Harden and Kawhi Leonard. Coming in fifth is Giannis Antetokounmpo. And then in sixth from the Denver Nuggets is Facundo Campazzo. He's averaging 1.7 steals per game. Next category is blocks per game. Rudy Gobert is currently leading the league in blocks per game. He has 3.2 blocks. Tied for second is Kevin Durant and Clint Capela. Coming in fourth is Daniel Gafford from the Washington Wizards. And then tied for fifth is Jason Tatum and Anthony Davis. Next category is field goal percentage. Leading the league in field goal percentage is Daniel Gafford. He shot 84% from the playoffs. Coming in at number two is DeAndre Ayton, followed by Rudy Gobert is third. Clint Capela is fourth, followed by Ben Simmons is fifth, and his teammate Joel Embiid is sixth. The next category is three-point percentage. Leading in three-point percentage is Mark Gasol from the Los Angeles Lakers. He shot 63% from three-point range during the playoffs. Coming in at number two is Anfernee Simons from the Portland Trail Blazers. He shot 61% from three-point range. Tied for third is Aaron Gordon from the Denver Nuggets and Ryu Hachimura from the Washington Wizards, followed by George Hill, also tied for third from the Philadelphia 76ers. And then in sixth place is Mike Conley from the Utah Jazz. Next category that we have is three-point field goals made. Coming in at number one is Damian Lillard, followed by number two is Luka Doncic, and third is his teammate Tim Hardaway Jr. And tied for fourth is James Harden and Reggie Jackson from the Los Angeles Clippers. Next category is free throw percentage. And again, we have a tie for free throw percentage. Tyler Hero, Jordan Clarkson, Mike Conley, Bruce Brown, Derrick Rose, and Shake Milton are all tied for first in the free throw percentage. They all have shot 100% during the postseason. And the last category is minutes per game. Again, Damian Lillard, man, what a postseason run he had. He averaged 41.3 minutes per game during the postseason. Coming in at number two is Devin Booker, followed by Ja Morant is third, followed by Kawhi Leonard being fourth, Paul George is fifth, and then CJ McCollum is at sixth from the Portland Trail Blazers. Those are your current league leaders in this NBA postseason. Now let's get you caught up on how the playoff brackets are running at the moment. The Philadelphia 76ers wrapped up their series beating the Washington Wizards in five games. So Philadelphia wins the series 4-1. Meanwhile, the Atlanta Hawks would beat the New York Knicks in their series. That series ended in five games. Atlanta wins the series 4-1. So that sets the stage for a second-round matchup between the Philadelphia 76ers and the Atlanta Hawks. Philadelphia has home court advantage. Also, next we have the Milwaukee Bucks. They swept the Miami Heat 4-0. And the Brooklyn Nets beat the Boston Celtics in five games. Brooklyn wins the series 4-1. So that sets the stage for a second-round matchup between the Milwaukee Bucks and the Brooklyn Nets. Brooklyn has home court advantage in this series. Let's move along now to the Western Conference. The Utah Jazz won their series 4-1, beating the Memphis Grizzlies in five games. So Utah will wait the winner of the series between the Los Angeles Clippers and the Dallas Mavericks. And in the Western Conference, the Denver Nuggets beat the Portland Trail Blazers in six games. They win the series 4-2. And the Phoenix Suns beat the defending champion Los Angeles Lakers in six games, winning the series 4-2. So Denver and Phoenix will play in their second round series. Man, that is going to be one heck of a matchup. You know, Nikola Jokic, Chris Paul, Devin Booker, man, you know, Michael Porter Jr., Aaron Gordon. So much talent on both of these teams. Phoenix has home court advantage in this series. So, again, the conference semifinal matchups are set. Philadelphia, Atlanta, and then Milwaukee and Brooklyn. And then in the Western Conference, you've got Denver and Phoenix, and Utah awaits the winner out of the Clippers and Dallas. So those are your current playoff league leaders and the current playoff matchups. When we come back from the break, I have an exclusive interview with Nav Bhatia. He's a Toronto Raptors super fan. We talk the Raptors winning the NBA title. Also, we talk about a certain hip-hop superstar that is impacting the city of Toronto and so much more. Nav is coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
Think you're busy? You've never met Jessica, mother of six. I'm the dedicated Pella Window and Door Advisor Jessica called when she knew it was time to replace her drafty old windows and take advantage of the limited time sale. We make the process simple. From product selection through installation, we've sold over 5 million replacement windows and doors, so we know a thing or two.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal. It's hit movies, current shows, live sports, trending bits, and timeless hits. And that's why you can't not watch. Peacock, watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com. Law & Order SVU streaming now.
This Memorial Day, Lowe's wants to make your yard the place to be. With a new lower price on select bagged mulch starting at $2.88 a bag and a Charbroil 5-burner gas grill. was $279, now $188. Stop by Lowe's in-store, shop online today. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Valid through 6/2/21 while supplies last. U.S. only. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Think you're busy? You've never met Jessica, mother of six. I'm the dedicated Pella window and door advisor Jessica called when she knew it was time to replace her drafty old windows and take advantage of the limited time sale. We make the process simple. From product selection through installation, we've sold over 5 million replacement windows and doors, so we know a thing or two.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
The entrepreneurial spirit is resilient, and U.S. Bank is here to make sure that no matter what unknown pops up, business owners know that we have their back. Because problem solvers are the ones that keep us all moving forward by finding ways to close gaps, even when distances are being kept everywhere. So whatever you need to adapt and evolve your business, U.S. Bank is here to support you. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Dick and Christine knew they needed help renovating their dream home. As a Pella advisor, I make sure every step of getting new windows and doors is smooth, including setting you up with our Pella Care Guarantee. It covers everything from product to installation with some of the strongest warranties in the industry.
Help elevate the look of your home with special offers from Pella of Baton Rouge. Add in our industry-leading reputation and one thing becomes clear. It's a perfect time for Pella. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
Think you're busy? You've never met Jessica, mother of six. I'm the dedicated Pella window and door advisor Jessica called when she knew it was time to replace her drafty old windows and take advantage of the limited time sale. We make the process simple. From product selection through installation, we've sold over 5 million replacement windows and doors, so we know a thing or two.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
Introducing the Lowe's List. While there's innovation in every aisle, these are some of our experts' top picks for 2021. Customize any load with the Whirlpool 2-in-1 washer. Control your home with a touch, thanks to Samsung Connected Appliances. Repel the rain with HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams Everlast. And keep the job going longer with the exclusive new line of Flex Power Tools, made for pros. To see who made the full Lowe's List, visit Lowe's.com. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. This Memorial Day, Lowe's wants to make your yard the place to be. With a new lower price on select bagged mulch starting at $288 a bag and a Charbroil 5-burner gas grill, was $279, now $188. Stop by Lowe's in-store, shop online today. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Valid through 6/2/21 while supplies last. U.S. only. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Jump into summer savings this Memorial Day with Lowe's by upgrading to a new LG InstaView refrigerator. Store more with its large capacity, perfect for entertaining family and friends. See inside the glass door without opening. And its fingerprint-resistant finish keeps your fridge looking like new. This LG InstaView refrigerator is now just $19.99. You save $400 at Lowe's. Home to holiday appliance values today and every day. While supplies last, see associate or Lowe's.com for details. Valid through 6/9, U.S. only. Jump into summer savings this Memorial Day with Lowe's by upgrading to a new LG InstaView refrigerator. Store more with its large capacity, perfect for entertaining family and friends. See inside the glass door without opening. And its fingerprint-resistant finish keeps your fridge looking like new. This LG InstaView refrigerator is now just $19.99. You save $400 at Lowe's. Home to holiday appliance values today and every day. While supplies last, see associate or Lowe's.com for details. Valid through 6/9, U.S. only. Find what your kitchen needs this Memorial Day at Lowe's. Get our exclusive full-size Hisense French door refrigerator. It features extra room to store and organize food and comes in fingerprint-resistant stainless steel. Was $15.99. Get it now for only $13.99. That's a savings of $200. Shop in-store at Lowe's.com or on our app. Lowe's, home to holiday appliance values today and every day. Valid through 6/2 while supplies last. See associate at Lowe's.com for details. U.S. only.
At Dietz & Watson, we've been crafting premium meats and artisan cheeses for over 80 years, so we know a thing or two about making mealtime delicious. Whether you're craving smoky, spicy, or sweet, we've got what you need to create the perfect sandwich. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
That's the sound of one of my favorite customers ever. His name's Jeremy. His dad, Frank, called me when it was time to replace their drafty old windows and to take advantage of our limited time sale. As a dedicated Pella advisor, I make getting new windows and doors simple. And when it comes to installation, nobody does it like Pella. Our local team can typically install in just a day.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
Nav, how are you?
I'm amazing, amazing.
Now, I want to know what your energy level's been like in the last 5 days, because you run pretty high all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So how would you... So, have you slept at all?
I've slept a couple of hours every night. I'm going to sleep up to Wednesday.
Now, since the mid-90s, and all the times you dreamt about a parade like this, is this what you imagined?
This is it. This is it, exactly this is it.
And not only that, but look at all the people you see. Different colors, ages, shapes, sizes.
That's what Toronto is. That's what Canada is. That's what it is. This is what it is. That's the beauty of basketball, bringing the world together through the game of basketball.
Now, what do you think, what do you hope guys like Kawhi and Kyle and Serge, what do you hope they see out of a 1.5 to 2 million people today? What do you hope that they get out of this?
Well, they get the pride and they get the satisfaction, which they're not going to get anywhere else in the world.
And now, are you ready for Nathan Phillips Square when you get there? 140,000 people waiting for you.
This is amazing. This is what we deserve. This is what we have. We have brought all the Canada together, you know. Through this last series, we have brought the Canada together.
Thank you, Nav.
Thank you.
Nav was terrific. I ran in.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of TSN. Of course, that's the premier sports network in Canada. That was Toronto Raptors superfan Nav Bhatia being interviewed. Of course, he's sharing his thoughts on the championship parade that had taken place a little over 2 years ago when the Toronto Raptors won the NBA title. And I tell you what, Nav has been a diehard fan, not a diehard, but a super fan of the Toronto Raptors for a long time. We'll have him on the program in just a moment to talk about his undying devotion, I should say, to the Raptors. Also, the moment when the Raptors won the NBA title, and also ask him some other questions about the franchise and the city of Toronto as a whole. Now this coming up after the break. You stay tuned.
Grilling season is here. Keep things sizzling all summer long with Dietz & Watson. Fire up your weekend with perfectly smoked premium Franks and sausages. Or enjoy endless sandwich combos with fresh sliced meats and cheeses in a variety of bold flavors. There's something for everyone in the family. Plus, plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Jake and Christine knew they needed help renovating their dream home. As a Pella advisor, I make sure every step of getting new windows and doors is smooth, including setting you up with our Pella Care Guarantee. It covers everything from product to installation with some of the strongest warranties in the industry.
Help elevate the look of your home with special offers from Pella of Baton Rouge. Add in our industry-leading reputation and one thing becomes clear. It's a perfect time for Pella. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
I'm a CoverGirl. I'm a CoverGirl. I'm a CoverGirl, too, because I use CoverGirl Simply Ageless Liquid Foundation, America's number one anti-aging foundation brand. Simply Ageless is skincare and makeup in one.
It instantly reduces the look of wrinkles and even skin tone.
With hyaluronic complex and vitamin C for plump skin and a healthy, youthful glow.
So be a CoverGirl like me.
And me.
And get better skin at any age.
Try Simply Ageless Liquid Foundation. From easy, breezy, beautiful, CoverGirl.
May is Maytag Month at Lowe's. Save on our exclusive selection of Maytag appliances with collections found only at Lowe's. Get up to $200 via prepaid card by mail on your purchase of select Maytag major appliances. a brand you know and trust. Shop in-store or at Lowe's.com. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Manufacturer's rebate. Prepaid card amount varies based on purchase. Offer valid through 6-2. Exclusions, terms, and restrictions apply. U.S. only.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan. Or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhpp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
May is Maytag month at Lowe's. Save on our exclusive selection of Maytag appliances with collections found only at Lowe's. Get up to $200 via prepaid card by mail on your purchase of select Maytag major appliances, a brand you know and trust. Shop in-store or at Lowe's.com. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Manufacturer's rebate. Prepaid card amount varies based on purchase. Offer valid through 6-2. Exclusions, terms, and restrictions apply. U.S. only.
Mattress Firm's best Memorial Day sale ever has been extended. Right now, save up to $500 on our top-rated brands when you get a king bed for the price of a queen or a queen for a twin. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend $6.99 on Sealy. Or shop Tempur-Pedic and get a $300 instant gift good towards sleep accessories. Shop America's best brands confidently with our low price guarantee. Hurry into Mattress Firm. Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
Find what your kitchen needs this Memorial Day at Lowe's. Get our exclusive full-size Hisense French door refrigerator. It features extra room to store and organize food and comes in fingerprint-resistant stainless steel. Was $15.99. Get it now for only $13.99. That's a savings of $200. Shop in-store at Lowe's.com or on our app. Lowe's, home to holiday appliance values today and every day. Valid through 6-2 while supplies last. See associate at Lowe's.com for details. U.S. only.
Start your morning fresh with Wendy's $3 Classic Breakfast Deal. Choose between a classic sausage, egg, and cheese or classic bacon, egg, and cheese. Then pair that breakfast sandwich with a small seasoned potatoes for just $3. So ditch the pre-made and start your day with made to order. Choose Wendy's and start fresh with a $3 Classic Breakfast Deal. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Limited time only during breakfast hours. U.S. price and participation may vary. No substitutions.
I'm a cover girl. I'm a cover girl. I'm a cover girl too, because I use CoverGirl Simply Ageless Liquid Foundation, America's number one anti-aging foundation brand. Simply Ageless is skincare and makeup in one. It instantly reduces the look of wrinkles and even skin tone. With hyaluronic complex and vitamin C for plump skin and a healthy, youthful glow. So be a cover girl like me. And me. And get better skin at any age. Try Simply Ageless Liquid Foundation from Easy Breezy Beautiful. CoverGirl.
Jake and Christine knew they needed help renovating their dream home. As a Pella advisor, I make sure every step of getting new windows and doors is smooth, including setting you up with our Pella Care Guarantee. It covers everything from product to installation with some of the strongest warranties in the industry.
Help elevate the look of your home with special offers from Pella of Baton Rouge. Add in our industry-leading reputation and one thing becomes clear. It's a perfect time for Pella. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
The tomorrow, I think I'll treat myself to McDonald's breakfast. And if I go to bed early, it's kind of like morning comes a lot faster deal.
There's a deal for every moment on the McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu. Order ahead on the McDonald's app and get all your favorite breakfast items like sausage McGriddles, sausage McMuffin, and hash browns for just a few bucks. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
This is Peacock.
I love it!
It's streaming your favorite shows, movies,
Live sports, breaking news, exclusive originals. It's The Office.
That's what she said.
Chrisley knows best.
It's going to be Todd's Way or the Highway.
And Peacock original shows like Punky Brewster.
Holy mackinoli.
So whether you're in the mood for every live WWE pay-per-view or every episode of Law & Order SVU, Peacock's got you covered. Peacock. Watch for free. Upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com.
Think you're busy? You've never met Jessica. Mother of six. I'm the dedicated Pella Window and Door Advisor Jessica called when she knew it was time to replace her drafty old windows and take advantage of the limited time sale. We make the process simple. From product selection through installation, we've sold over 5 million replacement windows and doors, so we know a thing or two.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
Navo, how are you?
I'm amazing, amazing.
Now, I want to know what your energy level's been like in the last 5 days, because you run pretty high all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So how would you... So, have you slept at all?
I've slept a couple of hours every night. I'm going to sleep after Wednesday.
Now, since the mid-90s, and all the times you dreamt about a parade like this, is this what you imagined?
This is it. This is it, exactly this is it.
And not only that, but look at all the people you see. Different colors, ages, shapes, sizes.
That's what Toronto is. That's what Canada is. That's what it is. This is what it is. That's the beauty of basketball, bringing the world together through the game of basketball.
Now, what do you...
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio, again, is courtesy of TSN, and that's Raptors superfan Nav Bhatia just sharing his thoughts on the Raptors winning the NBA championship and also expressing how Canada and so many different cultures and expressing their love for basketball. And we want to welcome him now to the program, Toronto Raptors superfan Nav Bhatia. Nav, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you very much for having me there.
You're welcome. Thank you so much, sir, for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So let's start from the beginning. You have been a Raptors fan from the moment the franchise hit the city of Toronto. When you found out that the team would be a when you found out that the city of Toronto would have an NBA franchise, what thoughts came to your mind?
Well, you know, I was here for 10 years. I came here. I migrated to Canada in 1984. And for 10 years, I was just working, but I was pretty comfortable at the time. I had a home, I had a couple of cars, and I had a very good job. So at that time, I said, I'm going to try and buy two tickets to try out the basketball, in person there. So I bought two tickets, and I tell you, the very first day, I fell in love with this game, the fastest game, the most entertaining game, and the way NBA has designed it. For 2.5 hours, it takes you away in a different zone, away from any stresses. You don't remember your wife, kids, or anybody. You are just focused on the game.
Absolutely. You're right about that, man. That's one of the beauties of professional sports, man. It takes you to another world, like you put so well, Nav. I want to stay just with the beginnings of the franchise coming. So they come to the NBA is awarded Toronto is awarded an NBA franchise in 1995. Now, during that period of time, there was another team in Canada called the Vancouver Grizzlies. This was before they moved to Memphis. So when the Grizzlies were in Vancouver, did you have an opportunity to go to Vancouver and watch some NBA games there?
No, they didn't stay too long for me to go there. I mean, since then, I've gone to Vancouver for the pre-exhibition game now for the Raptors. But I never had the opportunity to go there.
Okay, fair enough. So the Raptors, so the NBA lands in Toronto, and they play their games in I want to ask you specifically about downtown Toronto, because with downtown Toronto, there's the Rogers Centre, but before it was known by the older name, the Sky Dome. But we know the Blue Jays were pretty big, and the Blue Jays were really red hot at that time, and the Maple Leafs were doing their thing as well. But what were the people of Toronto like? What was their reaction when they found out that the NBA would be coming to that city?
Well, you know that Canada and especially Toronto is a hockey town, and then the baseball. But so we were very new at the time, but we had enough people to try this game of basketball. And we didn't know much about basketball. I used to watch basketball on television, you know, with Dr. J, Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, and all that. And I fell in love on the TV. But then when I first went to the game myself in person at Sky Dome at that time, you know, I mean, the game is so amazing. And we fell in love. And just like me now, you know, 25 years later, we have the big falling of basketball. The basketball stock has gone up. From coast to coast, it has gone up, you know, even the, especially in my community, the Sikh community, the Punjabi community, the South Asian, we love this game. First of all, this game is very easy to play. It's cost very little. So it attracts the new immigrants, you know, and that's why we are falling in love. And all our older people are also understanding it, like 80, 90-year-old older people. When I go to my temple, people are talking about basketball to me, and they're giving their suggestions and everything. That tells me that basketball has arrived in a big way in Canada.
Absolutely. And again, you put it so well, Nav, is that the NBA is a global game. It became a global game, as you mentioned, with you watching the game with stars like Dr. J and Larry Bird and Michael Jordan and also Magic Johnson in the mix as well. I want to stay just with during your time watching NBA basketball before the Raptors came to the city. Who were your, did you have a favorite team or did you just have favorite players that you enjoyed watching?
Well, I had favorite players, you know, like Michael Jordan, Dr. J. I mean, he was flying through the air. And, you know, Larry Bird, all these guys, you know. I mean, I used to watch them. And, you know, I used to sort of say that one day, and that one day came on November the 3rd, 1995, right there in Sky Dome with our first game.
Okay, so now let's go begin. It begins a new era, as you mentioned, November 3rd, 1995, when a new era began with the Toronto Raptors. And I know you remember this. Before we talk about Vince Carter, I want to talk about Damon Stoudemire. What do you remember about the Damon Stoudemire era when he was playing with the Raptors?
Oh, what a player he was, man. What a player, and what a pick we had, the draft pick we had with Damon Stoudemire, and, you know, still a good friend of mine. I still see him once in a while here and there, and he's a college coach now, a university coach now. But I tell you one thing, those are the guys, you know, who sort of made the game entertaining and the way they used to call him Mighty Mouse, you know, and what a player he was along with the other guys. So, you know, I tell you, a lot of kudos to them for bringing this game, bringing the show to town to us and entertaining us.
Awesome. And also another player during his Damon's time in Toronto was Marcus Camby. And what were your thoughts about Marcus Camby during his time with the Raptors?
I had a very good – I love that guy. You know, I love that kid. I think he should have been a teacher, though. You know, but he was a basketball player. And he was an athletic player. And, you know, we had a good time. Like all those guys, you know, I mean, Oliver Miller, all those guys at that time, you know, they were amazing. And for me, it was entertaining. I remember standing in line for 45 minutes or an hour to meet Stoudemire. And, you know, here I am 2 years later. He's a friend of mine, and we meet at some NBA awards and all that always, you know, and he's really loved in Toronto.
Absolutely. And speaking of loving Toronto, the franchise would go through a seismic shift as they drafted a gentleman out of the University of North Carolina named Vince Carter, a.k.a. Half Man, Half Amazing. And, man, during his time in Toronto, I think this is – you're starting to see the period where people like Drake was very influenced by Vince Carter being in Toronto, as well as a lot of the rappers and a lot of the R&B singers that are coming out of Toronto. They were definitely influenced by Vince Carter during his time in Toronto. Nav, what are your memories of Vince being in Toronto?
You need a whole day. You need a 24-hour show for me to talk about that. But in few minutes, in few words, I can just say, it was just say that he was the amazing. He's the guy. Not just the rappers and the singers and the rap artists and the other film artists and all that. He inspired the next that generation of players at that time. And today we are blessed to have over 20 superstars in the NBA, players like Jamal Murray, players like in Memphis, Brooks, player like Kelly, Tristan Thompson, all these guys, Wiggins, all these guys are the byproduct of the Vince Carter's stay during Toronto, because he used to do a camp. Let me tell you something. He used to do a camp for a week, not for a 1 day or 2 day, for 1 week every season. Usually the superstars, they leave the city as soon as the season is over. Not that superstar. He stayed here and did a camp with 600 kids, and that's where Corey Joseph, Tristan Thompson, and all were inspired. And thanks to him, kudos to him, and I hope that he can start that camp, that superstar camp again in the next year to come once COVID is over. So he is a big time. He, I believe, is the greatest of all time with the Raptors.
Absolutely, man. And Vince did so much, Greg, like you said, not just for the franchise, but just for the city of Toronto, and to put it on the map in terms of not just being a basketball destination, but also a cultural destination as well. Another player that spent time during that era, he wasn't there that long, but Tracy McGrady. Just kind of, you know, do you have any memories of Tracy's time in Toronto?
Of course, T-Mac is my brother, man. I love him. I see him once a year or so, and amazing guy. And I wish he would have stayed that time with BC, and we would have gotten the championship maybe sooner. But you know what? It's okay. He still is a – when we got the Raptor championship in 2019, I called him, and I said, buddy, you are a part of this championship, because once a Raptor, you're always a part of that. So Vince Carter, all these guys, Stoudemire, all these, Antonio Davis, as far as I'm concerned, if they wore a Raptor jersey, they were a coach, they are a part of this championship team which we had in 2019.
Absolutely. And then we move along to another era, and that's Chris Bosh. So after T-Mac and Vince Carter, they leave Toronto to go play for other teams. The Chris Bosh era begins. And, you know, there were some great moments with during Chris's time in Toronto. They had a nice playoff run during his time in Toronto. What are your memories of Chris during his time with the Raptors?
Well, I remember a very, very, very skinny guy coming and being drafted by us, who worked very hard. He worked very hard, and he became the player he is. And I tell you, he would be still playing today. I just met him at the Hall of Fame about 2 weeks ago, because he's going into the Hall of Fame next class. He's going into the Hall of Fame along with CB, Chris Webber, and Ben Wallace, and all those guys. You know, he's going in, and I tell you, he deserves it. And you know what he did in Miami, you know, as a team, you know, they did kudos to him, and I'm glad. But he still remembers, he's very fond of Toronto, and he still remembers those days. Like I said, once a Raptor, always a Raptor.
Absolutely, you're right about that. And so after Chris Bosh spent his time in Toronto, and of course he would go on to win two titles with the Miami Heat, the Raptors go through a rebuilding period, but they finally get it together. Masai Ujiri is hired in the front office. We'll talk about him in just one moment. But there was a dynamic era with probably one of the best backcourts to ever play in the NBA. In my opinion, I thought they were underrated at times. DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry. I want to start off with DeMar for a moment. Man, was so well-loved in Toronto. Highly respected. He loved that city so much. Just kind of give me your thoughts on DeMar's time in Toronto.
The most amazing guy, the most unselfish guy. The guy could have gotten few million dollars more in LA a year before that when he was traded. But he decided to sign with us. And what a loyal guy. And I am blessed to know him from the very first minute when he walked into Toronto. And I was able to, I was introduced to him by Brian Colangelo. And I tell you, he became my very, very little brother, or you can call his son, his wife, and his kids. His kids were always playing in my lap during the game, you know, Kiara and all those her kids were sitting in my lap and when they were playing. And it was an amazing time we had. Never can forget that. I cried the day he was traded. But I wished him that he will learn more, working with the best coach in the league, Coach Popovich. And I tell you, he's the most amazing guy. I will never forget him.
rightfully so. And again, his time in Toronto was phenomenal. And his counterpart, his backcourt partner, Kyle Lowry, before Kyle arrived in Toronto, Nav, he was in Houston, and then he also spent time in Philadelphia, and he also spent some time in Memphis. But I think he really he had some solid seasons in those, with those teams. But when he got to Toronto, he really solidified himself as one of the premier point guards in the league. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Kyle's presence with the franchise.
I think one word says he matured so much. And you know what? One thing about Kyle Lowry is I always call him as our journal. He leaves everything on the floor, what he has. Doesn't matter if he's injured or not injured. He is just leaves everything on the floor. And I tell you, I wish him that he comes back and he can now help us, not just on the floor itself, but also in the locker room. And I hope he signs again with us.
You know, Nav, I know you heard this a lot. With the trade deadline that had passed, his name had surfaced, and there was possibility of the Raptors were maybe trying to deal him. There was rumors of him maybe going to the Lakers. And to be quite honest with you, I was a little upset behind that because I was like, why would the Raptors would consider dealing him? I mean, he still has a lot more to give to the franchise. What thoughts came to your mind when you heard his name being surfaced in the trade deadline?
Well, I thought maybe it would have been a request from him to maybe join another and help another team like Philadelphia or Lakers or another, you know, that team which could get a championship, you know. And, you know, and I said, well, if he wants to do that, he deserves that because he has already delivered what we wanted in Toronto. And if he didn't go, I was happier because he's here still. He still is a Raptors. And like I just said, that I hope that he stays because he can be our coach inside the locker room, and he's always a coach on the sidelines anyway, and he gives everything what he's got. He gives it on the floor.
Yeah, rightfully so. I mean, Kyle Lowry, like you said, he leaves everything on the court, and he's really been the heart and soul of that franchise for quite a while now. And let's talk now about somebody that you know, that you've known very well, and someone you have an association with, and that's Masai Ujiri, who is the current general manager of the president of basketball operations for the Toronto Raptors. When was the first time that you met Masai?
You know, I met him during the first time when he came during here. I had a meeting because he had some car needs, and also we wanted to help out a player with a car. So that's how I usually, Brian Colangelo or the general managers at the time used to, because when these young players come, they need a car, they need some help for a few days till their cars arrive from America and all that. And that's where I sort of bridge the gap, you know, and help them out. And everybody knows, and Masai knew it, that I'm a big fan of the Ballers. And so that's all. But I tell you one thing, kudos to him again also. Love his family. His wife is a dear friend of mine. His mother-in-law is a dear friend of mine. And I tell you that he's an amazing guy, and he brought the winning culture to Toronto Raptors.
Yeah, definitely, man. He really changed the franchise within several years. And he got a little backlash with the DeMar DeRozan trade, which it was bittersweet, not just for Raptor fans, but the city of Toronto, as we talked about earlier, Nav, with DeMar being in love with the city and people in Toronto falling in love with him. Now, again, they lose an impact player, but they gain an impact player through Kawhi Leonard. I want to get your thoughts on the trade, Nav. What did you think when you found out, when you heard DeMar was traded to San Antonio, but the Raptors would be receiving Kawhi Leonard as a part of the deal?
Well, you know what? I usually don't get involved. I leave it to my general managers, Masai and Bobby Webster, who are two great guys of that. And yes, I cried. I cried when DeMar DeRozan I found out that he was being traded. I literally cried. But then on the other side, I said, well, he's joining the best coach on this planet, Coach Popovich. And this will improve his game much more. And, you know, we received Kawhi, which was, he was here, and he became a good team member. And We won the championship, and it was all good. You know, it was all good. I wish Kawhi would have stayed here, and he would have won. He would have gotten another championship, maybe one or two. But that's his decision. And but again, he was a big part of our winning championship. Kudos to him. He was an amazing guy, a clutch player, and all that. Who can forget that game? 7 of Philadelphia when he took that shot with 2 seconds left and the ball hit the rim 4 times and went in. So, you know, Kawhi will always be known as a Raptors because he won the championship here and he helped us. He was a big team member of it.
Yeah, and then let's talk about the Claw for a moment, Kawhi Leonard. I mean, what can you say about him? All-star, defensive player of the year. I mean, just one of the premier players in the league. Did you ever have an opportunity to meet with Kawhi during his short time in Toronto?
Yeah, a couple of times, you know. But, you know, he was a very quiet guy. But he did what he had to do on the floor. But, yes, a couple of times I met him on the championship on the floor in Oakland when we won the championship, congratulated each other. But that's he's a very professional player that way.
Is he really a fun guy like he says he is?
You know it better. You know it, you know. You know it.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, so during the 1 year that Kawhi was in Toronto again, I mean, really, when he landed in the city, everything shifted. Everything went. I mean, Golden State was the defending champions at the time. LeBron had just left Cleveland and went to L.A., so all of the attention was focused on the Lakers, but everybody paid attention to the team from the North, and that was Toronto. How did with Kawhi landing in Toronto, we knew the Raptors would be a playoff team, but Nav, did you expect the Raptors to go as far as they did by winning the NBA championship?
No. You know, we were never given a chance by anybody, and I will also say that I didn't. Yes, as a fan, you always dream that one day you are going to be a part of the winning team, you know. But let me tell you, the day I felt that we are going to be the champions was the day when, the Philadelphia 7th game and the basketball hit 4 times and went in. I said, man, Jesus is on our side. I think we are going to win the championship because we got the help from Jesus Christ, who was the biggest sixth man in the history of basketball sports. And I tell you, that was the biggest assist anybody has done in the history of basketball.
Yeah, rightfully so. But we just can't talk, not just Kawhi. I mean, Kawhi was a big part of the championship, but we have to talk about the other guys on that team, you know, Fred Van Vliet and also Norman Powell and Mark Gasol. Man, what a season he had, as well as Serge Ibaka and Pascal Siakam. His story is phenomenal, you know, coming from Cameroon and, playing basketball relatively late in his life. Have you ever had an opportunity to have an association with those guys, and what did they bring to the table, in your opinion, during that championship season?
I tell you one thing, yes, they're my brothers. All of the names you have taken, they're my brothers, man. When we, can you see that in Oakland, how did the ball, 3-pointers he took in the 6th game, you know, that the last final game against Oakland, how was the ball going, the rainbow 3-pointers? Man, he was amazing. He was amazing. How about Ibaka? How about Marc Gasol? How about Norm Powell, man? These are amazing kids, you know. You are taking the name of the kids who have grown and matured here and learned here. And I tell you, Norm Van Vliet is an amazing person. Norm Powell, amazing human being. Pascal Siakam, amazing. You're talking about the people who are amazing, not just the amazing athlete, but amazing human being. And to me, that's very important, how these guys teach the young kids. And they take care of them. They take pictures with them. They inspire the young kids. That's why they are very, very great to me.
Yeah, and they definitely made the difference. As they say, yeah, Kawhi may have been the quote-unquote star of that team, but you got to have a supporting cast, and they definitely made the difference in winning the championship. So, Nav, the Raptors made history. They became the first non-American team to win the NBA championship and the first non-American team to win a championship in any of the four major North American sports leagues since the Blue Jays won the World Series in 1993. So, that was a milestone, not just for Toronto, but also for Canada as well. Now, we got to talk about the celebration. You took part in that celebration. What was it like going through downtown Toronto?
Oh, my God. I tell you that you can't believe I got a call. A night before that, I got a call, and my manager got the call yesterday. Nav is going to be the Grand Marshal of the parade, and I couldn't believe it, you know. But I still showed up 8 in the morning at that exhibition place where the parade was going to start, and here I was, you know, the Grand Marshal of the parade, and people shouting, people yelling, people cheering, saying, MVP, we love you, superfan. I tell you, 2.5 million people on that route was amazing, and another 7 million people watching on the television and internet. That was the most amazing and the biggest parade in the history of any sports. I cannot forget that, and all Canada came to watch that, because like you just said, Raptors became a Canada team. You know, they became a Canadian team. They were the Canada's only basketball team, and everybody showed up in that parade from Vancouver to New Brunswick.
Yeah, I mean, all of the provinces really represented. I had the opportunity to watch the parade on television. I was like, man, it's like you said, all of Canada showed up, man. So many cultures and so many religions, they showed up to show support for the Toronto Raptors. I want to stay with the championship season for a moment. The head coach of that championship team, he's still the head coach, is Nick Nurse. He's an NBA head coach of the year, but before he was hired, Dwayne Casey was the head coach of the Raptors. Just kind of give me, can you just tell me, like, what's your association like with Coach Nurse, and what was your association like with Coach Casey?
Well, I tell you one thing. I got in the last 24 hours, I've gotten a couple of messages from Coach Nurse, because he's amazing. He was congratulating me to be honored in the Hall of Fame. And, you know, he was very excited about it. And also, Coach Nurse is also the head coach for our men's Olympic basketball team, which I am also the ambassador for. And so we are all looking forward for that. But you mentioned a name whom I love a lot, Dwayne Casey. Amazing gentleman. And I was supposed to go to Detroit, but with COVID, I couldn't go. And as soon as COVID is over, you know, I'm going to be there. But he is one of the most amazing human beings and a gentleman. And a gentleman. Love him very much. And I still think, he's a Raptors guy. You know, he will be remembered more as a Raptors coach.
Rightfully so. Yeah, Dwayne Casey did a lot of great things during his time as the head coach of the Raptors. So now let's fast forward now to the season that just passed, the 2020-2021 Raptor season. So, the Raptors failed to make the playoffs this year. They had a lot of injuries. Kyle Lowry had suffered an injury. He had injuries throughout the course of the season. Fred VanVleet got hurt towards the end of the season. It was just a mash unit from top to bottom. What did you take from this season with the Raptors not making the playoffs?
You know what? Very unusual, and you were fighting so many things. They were not, my team was not playing in front of the fans. And, you know, I want to let you know, and you know it, that they feed off our fans. We are the best fans in the league. The Raptors fans are the best fans. And they missed that. The players missed it. And also with the COVID, like half of our team was affected with COVID. We even on some games couldn't dress up seven players. So I think this season was a write-off for us. But I tell you one thing, coming this October, the next season, we are roaring back into the top of Eastern Conference.
Oh, you've already, you heard it, folks. He's naming it, and he is claiming it. My man Nav is saying that the Raptors are storming back across the Eastern Conference. Well, the Raptors, you know, they're going to be ready. They're definitely much a team to be reckoned with. Of course, they have the capabilities to compete against Philadelphia, to compete, I should say, with Philadelphia and Milwaukee, and, of course, the big three in Brooklyn with KD, Kyrie, and Harden. You mentioned a fan. And a Toronto native and a diehard fan of the Toronto Raptors, superstar Drake. What can you say about Drake? I mean, rapper, entrepreneur thing, he really puts the city of Toronto on the map. When did you first meet Drake?
I met him about actually 20 years ago when he was not a Drake, you know, when he was a young kid in the TV series and all that. And he used to come to the basketball game. So I have a long association with Drake. But let me tell you one thing. Kudos to him. Salute to him. What he has done for Canada. What he has done for the Raptors. And we are all indebted to him on that, the way he represents us. And he has made Raptors and our team and the fans here so popular all over the world. We are proud of him. We are thankful to him.
Yeah, Toronto, not just Toronto, but like you said, now Canada has a lot to be thankful for someone like Drake. I want to stay with Drake for a moment. He is currently, he's the global ambassador for the Toronto Raptors. We see him courtside at Raptors games. You're there as well. And, you know, I got to ask you this question. Can you explain to the listeners out there what his position is as the global ambassador for the team?
Yeah, well, he's a global ambassador. He represents the team everywhere he goes. And let me tell you, he did a hell of a job in during the championship run by picking on some of the players. And, you know, we work as a team. I mean, me and him, we always, before our big games in the championship run, we used to talk to each other. And I used to tell him, hey, continue doing what you're doing, and I'll continue doing what I'm doing. So let's not worry about it. Let's win the championship. And that's what we did together.
All right. Well, speaking of being together, Drake's presence has been felt not just in Canada, but in the home, in his home, in your, well, I guess your hometown, in his hometown of Toronto. The presence was so strong that the city of Toronto hosted the 2016 NBA All-Star Game. What was that weekend like in Toronto, Nav?
Oh, my God. Don't start me on that now. Like I said, we need much more time on that. You know, I wish I didn't have to go to the next interview, but let me tell you, that was an amazing time for a fan like me. First time the NBA allowed some fan, non-player, non-rapper, non-actor to sit on the court side on my original seat. So that was just an amazing time, and we had a good time. We represented and we enjoyed, and I think we hosted everybody very good. It was one of the best All-Star game. Yes, the weather was not on our side, but otherwise it was the best All-Star game, because I go to a lot of All-Star games. That was the best one, and everybody loved it.
I want to stay with the All-Star game being in Toronto. We know in February the weather can be brutal in Toronto, and if you're not from there, it can seem as a being a body experience. I want to ask you, despite the weather, did fans still enjoy the All-Star experience, and are they looking forward to the All-Star game returning to Toronto in the near future?
Yeah, of course. We were on the heaven, man. We were on the ninth heaven there at that time, and I hope that one day NBA again rewards us the All-Star game, because we were very good hosts. Everybody said that to us, that we were very good hosts.
Awesome, awesome. Now, speaking of the city of Toronto, we know the Toronto is known, it has a lot of nicknames, you know, the T.O. and the T-Dot, and just a lot of great things to do in the city of Toronto. We've seen, of course, with the emergence of Drake and also what you've done in the city of Toronto, I have to ask you, since the Raptors have been in the city, how has Toronto changed within the 25-year period in terms of its downtown and attracting businesses as a result of the Raptors being there?
I think we have become a world-class city now because of the sports and with the Drake and, you know, with the Raptors winning the championship and the basketball being so popular in Canada now. I think we have become from a Toronto has become a world-class city. And everybody knows that we are one of the destinations on everybody's bucket list.
Yeah. You know, what about downtown Toronto? How has downtown Toronto changed with – because we know the Blue Jays play in downtown Toronto as well as the Toronto Maple Leafs in the NHL. But with the Raptors being in, playing in downtown and then winning an NBA championship, how has downtown Toronto changed within the 25-year period since the Raptors have been there?
Well, you come to Toronto, you can have a food from everywhere in the world. It's the most diversified city in the world right now. Like I said, we are a world-class city, and we welcome everybody who's listening around the world to come and visit it and tell them, and then you will find out why the people are talking good things about Toronto.
Okay. Now, I want to talk more about just Canada and basketball. You mentioned earlier, Nav, that Canada, of course, we know it as hockey country, but really with the emergence of the NBA being in Toronto and then the Grizzlies had their short run in Vancouver. But basketball in Canada has always been a winning tradition. A Canadian, Dr. James Naismith, invented the game of basketball. So I want to ask you, how has basketball grown in the country during the last 25 years? How has it grown and how has it affected his NBA prospects from coming to the States and wanting to play college ball?
Big time, because initially, 25 years ago, you go to any store, you will hardly be able to buy any basketball gear. Now you go anywhere. You go to the dollar store, you go to the sports store, you will be able to buy. You have so many choices. But you know, we have come a long way. Just like I said, you know, we have over 20 superstars in the NBA. And I think in the next 5-10 years, in the next 10 years, you will see that we are going to be the national sports of Canada.
Awesome. And again, his name is Nav Bhatia. He is a super fan of the Toronto Raptors. Now, before I let you go, sir, you have your work cut out for you, not just busy rooting for your beloved Toronto Raptors, but you have a foundation called the Superfan Foundation. Just tell the listeners what that's all about.
Yeah, I will tell you in the end very quickly that, you know, this foundation, I'm blessed, Nav Bhatia Superfan Foundation. We are helping, you know, I'm the global ambassador. I'm the only non-Christian guy who's the global ambassador for the biggest Christian organization, World Vision. And we are helping them to build washrooms for the girls in the poorest part of the world so that they can continue their education. And here in Canada, we want to build the basketball courts and also in the tough area and also in the indigenous area so that the kids can play basketball and discipline ourselves. So my mission has, in the end, I'm just going to say one thing, has been to bring the world together through the game of basketball, and I'm going to continue that. God give me health, God give me breath, and I'm going to continue till my last breath that to bring the world together through the game of basketball. That's my mission, and I hope I can continue that and stay healthy.
Awesome. That's a wonderful thing to hear. We definitely need things like that, especially what's currently going on in our world right now, man. It's so wonderful that the things that you're doing, as you mentioned, through the power of education and also through sports as well, bringing people together in Canada. That is awesome. And, you know, another awesome thing is you became the first ever fan to receive an NBA championship ring, man. Tell the listeners out there how that process came about.
Well, I was just called and given the ring. I was called. I thought I'll get, they had 6-7 kind of rings, $80,000 ring, $20,000 ring, $10,000 ring. I didn't know I was going to get the 80,000 players ring. I was surprised by that. And I, you know, first of all, there were a lot of surprises in my life in the last couple of years. First, to be right on the court side when we won the championship behind the Golden State bench, and then getting being the Grand Marshal of the biggest parade, and then getting this the ring from the players' ring from the Raptors organization. So kudos to them. They are the most inclusive, I think, sports franchise in the world, and so is the NBA. so inclusive. I'm so proud to be associated with NBA. And now, in the last 15 days, me getting honored into the Hall of Fame and getting a Hall of Fame ring, it's all amazing. I'm really blessed. Something which no fan dreams of, but here I am with God's grace. I have gotten all that.
Awesome, awesome. And you also had another big milestone. You were inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame in its Superfan Gallery. Congratulations on being a part of the induction class. What was that experience like?
That's an amazing, especially when we did the ribbon cutting and they showed me in the front of the gallery and my jersey, Superfan 1, which was given to me by Isaiah Thomas, our general manager and president at the time. And then also my chair, which I use in the Raptors, A12 was there, and then the basketball, and then my replica of my championship ring, and then the turban, which I wore white with the red band in the Golden State championship run, now there, and I teared up when I saw that turban there. Here, the turban is going to be there for the rest of coming future, coming generations. Generation after generation are going to see that. And then there is a 10-minute video running on the monitor next to it. And few feet you go away, there go, you walk, and there is a Kobe Bryant gallery. So I tell you, this is amazing. I'm still pinching myself. So in the end, I just want to thank all the fans, everybody, and God to give me what I have, which I've been able to get. I tell you, I have got more than what I deserve. God is good, and I tell you, just keep on loving each other. And my mission, like I said, is to bring the world together through this beautiful game of basketball. And my foundation, Bhatia Superfan Foundation, is very much committed to continue doing that.
Absolutely, man. Great stuff. And again, congratulations on all your achievements thus far. Before I let you go, sir, you mentioned the late, great Kobe Bryant. Did you ever meet the Black Mamba?
Yes, sir, I did. In the last game when he was in Toronto, he took a few minutes away. If you see on the videos in the YouTube, he came to me and thanked me for what I've been able to do for the diversity and the basketball in Canada. And, we had a good chat, and I miss him a lot. Just like everybody else in the world, we miss him a lot.
Absolutely. Rest in peace to the Black Mamba, Kobe Bryant. All right, Nav, where can they find you on social media and any websites that you have? Let the listeners know about
I have an Instagram, Nav Bhatia Superfan, and also my foundation, Nav Bhatia Superfan Foundation, but you can follow me on the Instagram.
Awesome, and you heard it from him. He is Toronto Raptors Superfan, Nav Bhatia. He's not just a diehard basketball fan, but most importantly, he's a man spreading the word through helping people come together through sport and education. He's also not just an entrepreneur, but a philanthropist and a man amongst many things, doing great stuff. Nav, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule.
Thank you very much.
To be on the program. And if ever you want to come back on, just
thank
feel free
you.
To let us know.
Let me, okay, thank you. Just get in touch with my manager, Rinku, and I'll be available again whenever you want to talk basketball. I love talking basketball.
Awesome. Same here. And we'll be back with more right after this.
4 of 5 from the free throw line. And then again, Toronto will get possession. Even though Green had possession when he called timeout, you lose possession with the excessive timeout. Now they just have to inbound the ball, and the celebration will be underway.
And it should be a celebration both ways. This is the last time at Oracle Arena. And if I'm this crowd, I'm standing and appreciating what this team has done.
Lowry has it. Throws it into Leonard. That's it. It's over. The Raptors win. There's a new NBA. Oh, they call a foul. Leonard saying the ball should go in. As some of the fans now heading for the exits. The celebration already underway at Scotiabank Arena. It says 0-0 on the clock.
They called the foul as the ball was being released in. So,
which would be an away from the play foul.
Now, the ball was already in flight, I think, when they called the foul. I think they called it right there.
That's the sound of one of my favorite customers ever. His name's Jeremy. His dad, Frank, called me when it was time to replace their drafty old windows.
and to take advantage of our limited time sale. As a dedicated Pella advisor, I make getting new windows and doors simple. And when it comes to installation, nobody does it like Pella. Our local team can typically install in just a day.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
Think you're busy? You've never met Jessica, mother of six. I'm the dedicated Pella Window and Door Advisor Jessica called when she knew it was time to replace her drafty old windows and take advantage of the limited time sale. We make the process simple. From product selection through installation, we've sold over 5 million replacement windows and doors, so we know a thing or two.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
That's the sound of one of my favorite customers ever. His name's Jeremy. His dad, Frank, called me when it was time to replace their drafty old windows and to take advantage of our limited time sale. As a dedicated Pella advisor, I make getting new windows and doors simple. And when it comes to installation, nobody does it like Pella. Our local team can typically install in just a day.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
May is Maytag Month at Lowe's. Save on our exclusive selection of Maytag appliances with collections found only at Lowe's. Get up to $200 via prepaid card by mail on your purchase of select Maytag major appliances, a brand you know and trust. Shop in-store or at Lowe's.com. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Manufacturer's rebate. Prepaid card amount varies based on purchase. Offer valid through 6-2. Exclusions, terms, and restrictions apply. U.S. only.
At ADP, we work with more than 860,000 companies worldwide. That gives us a pretty good idea of how to help businesses grow stronger. Whether it's through data insights that help you make informed decisions about building a team that works better as a team, or by keeping you ahead of thousands of changing regulations so you can keep ahead of everything else, like building that better team. Grow stronger with ADP. HR, talent, time, and payroll.
Road trip season is here. Stay fueled through your entire journey with Dietz and Watson. And since it's finally the weekend, stock up on lunch before hitting the road. Enjoy on-the-go sandwiches with fresh sliced meats and cheeses in a variety of bold flavors. There's something for everyone in the family. Plus, plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Think you're busy? You've never met Jessica, mother of six. I'm the dedicated Pella Window and Door Advisor Jessica called when she knew it was time to replace her drafty old windows and take advantage of the limited time sale. We make the process simple. From product selection through installation, we've sold over 5 million replacement windows and doors, so we know a thing or two.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
Everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of At the Rim. Once again, a big special thank you to Nav Bhatia, Toronto Raptors superfan, giving us his insights on when the Toronto Raptors won the NBA title, how the city of Toronto just lit up like a Christmas tree, and also giving us his thoughts on some of the many players that have graced that organization throughout the years. And a big special thank you, most importantly, to you, the listeners out there, for checking us out. And again, we'll talk to you again next week on At the Rim. So long, everyone.
This is Peacock.
I love it!
It's streaming your favorite shows, movies,
Live sports, breaking news, exclusive originals. It's The Office.
That's what she said.
Chrisley knows best.
It's going to be Todd's Way or the Highway.
And Peacock original shows like Punky Brewster.
Holy mackinoli.
So whether you're in the mood for every live WWE pay-per-view or every episode of Law & Order SVU, Peacock's got you covered. Peacock. Watch for free. Upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com.
Jake and Christine knew they needed help renovating their dream home. As a Pella advisor, I make sure every step of getting new windows and doors is smooth, including setting you up with our Pella Care Guarantee. It covers everything from product to installation with some of the strongest warranties in the industry.
Help elevate the look of your home with special offers from Pella of Baton Rouge. Add in our industry-leading reputation and one thing becomes clear. It's a perfect time for Pella. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.